There was an event sponsored by the Department of Education, the Pritchard Committee for Academic Excellence, Jefferson County Public Schools, and 55,000 Degrees that launched an interactive report of college-going data that is supported by the Strategic Data Project at Harvard University.
Tell me about it.
There's data online currently, so Harvard released an online report that is a lot of data and charts for all school districts in Kentucky that show, for example, middle school's 8th grade math performance, and then later their ACT performance, then their college-going rate, and lastly their first-year persistence in college. What that helps us do is better understand how we're preparing kids, one, for high school, but then how we're preparing kids to take the next step from high school to college. And if they're adequately prepared, are they persisting in college? So it gives us some trend information to better understand how we're supporting kids and what they're doing as a result.
Have you already drawn conclusions from that data?
Well, one of the conclusions is that our college-going rate is much lower than our college readiness rate. So for some reason, students are choosing not to go on to post-secondary, even if they're ready. And for those who do go on, they don't all persist past the first year. So that's of concern. We know we're doing a better job getting kids ready for college. We know we also need to keep doing a better job getting more kids ready for college. But what the data help us understand is that we also need to be better equipping students for that move to college once they graduate from high school.
That sort of plays right into what the student group told you all.
That's right. The Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team did some focus group work to better understand the challenges that students face as they think about moving from high school onto college. And one of the things they found is that students need additional counseling support. They need help filling out the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. They need help understanding the opportunities for them after high school. What are the two-year options, the certificate degree programs, and what are the four-year options, and what is a good fit for them? And we think when students are adequately supported and able to make a good decision about their post-secondary opportunities, they're more likely to persist in whatever program they choose. So the student zeroed in on that issue, the need for more student support. They also found that, and I think we know this intuitively, that students who are in some of the deep rural areas in Kentucky where universities are not nearby, they may be less likely to go on to college, whether it be two-year or four-year. So there's lack of exposure in many areas of our state. And so what the student zeroed in on is what they call a birthright lottery. Oftentimes it depends where kids are born, what opportunities they avail themselves of later. And so back to the Harvard Strategic Data Project, we think if communities across the state of Kentucky can look at the data for their own high school and start to better understand how they're preparing kids and whether or not kids are moving on to post-secondary, they can start to ask questions about why not and what they can do to better support kids to move on to post-secondary opportunities so then they have a marketable skill in the workforce.
So that plays into the priority for universities like Murray State to figure out how to get more students from the region to come to this university and enroll them and keep them. I'm also interested in the Pritchard Committee's hiring of Perry Popka and a renewed focus on the needs of post-secondary education.
We are very excited to have the opportunity to go back to our roots and begin looking at post-secondary again. The Pritchard Committee in the early 80s actually came together as a governor-appointed commission to look at quality in post-secondary institutions in Kentucky. And they completed a report called In Pursuit of Excellence. Once that report was filed with the state, the committee members then decided to formalize themselves as the Pritchard Committee, as we know it now, and started to look at K-12 issues. because we know those are an important precursor to later success in post-secondary. So now we're at a point in time where we've been doing a lot of work for the last 30 years in K-12, and our students are increasingly college and career ready, and it's time for us to start looking at our post-secondary system again to ensure that it supports students adequately and that students are well prepared for success in post-secondary. Over the next few years, we'll be looking at issues around post-secondary, college-going rates, quality in post-secondary, persistence of our students in post-secondary, funding issues, to make recommendations about how better to strengthen that part of our workforce pipeline and our education pipeline in Kentucky. Perry Papka comes to us out of the Legislative Research Commission. He's been there for the last 9 years, and he's been staffing the Budget Review Subcommittee for Post-Secondary. So he has a good network and a lot of background in post-secondary, and he'll be leading this work on our part.
When you're talking about data relating to post-secondary or this Harvard study, I think that it's interesting that the Pritchard Committee is also offering resource materials in education guides and glossary support for members of the community who may not be familiar with EduSpeak, if you will.
Right. Yes, the Pritchard Committee's main goal all along since its very beginning has been to ensure that the community, that citizens across the state of Kentucky are equipped with knowledge about education so that together we can make education better in Kentucky. And one of the ways we do that is by getting information out into the hands of community members all across the state. And the Ed Guides and the Ed Glossary are key pieces of that work. The Ed Guides are basically cliff notes. So one or two pages on a specific topic, like Kentucky's academic standards or teacher professional growth and effectiveness, career and technical education, and early childhood, just to name a few. We used to put all of those together as hard copies and get them out. We, of course, send them to all of our legislators so they have that information and other policymakers. But it's also now easily accessible online. Just Google search Kentucky Ed Guides. That will take you to the Pritchard Committee site. And you can click on each topic area that you might have an interest in. English language learners is another topic. So you can read up on English language learners, and in that one or two page cliff note, there will also be links to additional information. We find that it's helpful for policymakers, but also for community members as they're making the case maybe for their own children in their school district or making the case as a community member to increase the quality of education locally.
May we sum our conversation with your focus as the incoming director?
My focus is definitely to refresh, reinvigorate, and reconnect with the next generation of parents and community members who are looking at the quality of schools all across the state of Kentucky. That's what the committee has been doing for more than 30 years. And as we have new generations of leaders, parents, and policymakers come on board, all with a commitment to education, the Pritchard Committee wants to be there to help and to learn from our communities, to better ensure that students all across the state of Kentucky are prepared for a global economy, a global workforce, and equally able to compete.
Mrs. Ramsey, thanks for speaking with me.
You are welcome. Thank you, Kate.